And something I always emphasize is you only have to get good once, right? You only have to figure out really how to do the sales process once. If you do a bunch of sales calls, you don't close anyone, that's fine. You're just doing reps. It's reps in the gym, right? Do 30 sales calls, do 50, keep on going and keep on pushing. Because at the end of the day, this is something that I knew from a very long time ago. Even if it takes you longer than everyone else, if it takes you 5 years, 10 years, whatever, I did not care. I just wanted to make six figures, work remotely, and travel the world. And if it took me years to get there, and it doesn't have to. Now, I didn't have any guidance, no coaching programs or anything. I'm still cool with that. 5 years to make six figures, like this is my education, and then I'm free and I get to travel. And like we have such a such an amazing business model that's recurring income. So you're building on top of each month. So then you can decrease your hours like crazy. Then it's all worth it.
Welcome everyone to another podcast session here at the High Level Spotlight Sessions. If you're brand new to the High Level world, welcome in. I have Pavel here, and I've known about him for so long, actually, from multiple people. We have a lot of mutual friends as well. This man is what I would call the definition of the digital nomad, laptop lifestyle entrepreneur. And he recently, well, I don't even want to say recently, over the last couple of years, he's adopted what I call the SWAS model as a hybrid SaaS model. So I asked him to just jump on a podcast with us and share some of his findings to help a lot of you that are watching this. Pavel, I think you're in Colombia now. Give us a good intro to your journey, man. What's your story?
Yeah, absolutely, Paulson. Thank you so much for having me on, man. I appreciate it. Back when I joined High Level in 2020, I remember watching your videos. So it's cool to be on here, man, and chatting. Yeah, it's definitely been a really fun journey. And you got to come out to Colombia sometime, man. We have a lot of mutual friends, so I think you'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
So how did you get into the marketing world, the laptop lifestyle? And it's easier said than done. And a lot of people, you know, they take years and then they have this big year and where they're, you know, just, you know, going off with their business, and people don't really see the fundamental basis of so many years of blocking and tackling is what I call it. But help us understand your journey into digital world altogether.
Yeah, definitely. Let's dive in. So I initially started offering web design, and I was in school, and I remember looking at all the different degrees you can get, and none of them really fit me. And I really wanted to travel. I initially first took a trip down to Thailand. It was with one of my friends and we just stayed for a month. It was just like a backpacking trip. And I knew that this is what I wanted to do. And back then, before 2020, it was kind of rare to work remotely and from your laptop and travel, right? So I figured out that web design was a good path for me to go down. So I learned web design and I learned all the technical stuff in WordPress and I was able to put things together. But what I didn't learn was sales, how to actually get clients. And that was the hard part. My first year, I actually got three clients.
Nice.
And my first client paid $150 for a full custom website. Second client paid $400. Third client, I got a little bit smarter and he paid $1,500. And actually the way that I was able to increase my prices so much is because I started reading a lot of books and I started reading a lot of business books. And in one of those books, what I learned, it was a negotiation book. And the author said, let the other person give you a price first. And that's exactly what I did. I came into this meeting and I asked him, so, you know, what has anyone else quoted you on this project? Because he said he's spoken to other web designers. And he said, well, someone else quoted me 2,000. And I came into that meeting ready to quote him $800. And because I asked that question first, I realized I am greatly undercharging myself. And so I quoted him $1,500 and he ended up paying for it then. And that's when I first initially learned that I can download information from the internet, right? I don't necessarily have to rely on school and college and this. And I realized that by reading a lot of books and by taking courses online and this kind of thing, I could level up myself. And that's what first really unlocked my brain into thinking I can actually do this, because that was a real sum of money. Before that, I've never even seen over $1,000. Like, so it was good. And then anyways, I just kept learning. And then 2020, I kind of got into SMMA or social media marketing. And I realized I liked that. It was a much better offer. I learned SEO kind of in between as well. And it was a much better offer to run ads versus to promise someone, hey, you might get results in 6 months like you can with SEO. And by the way, we still did SEO on the back end, but it just wasn't our front end offer. So yeah, 2020, things kind of shut down. And so I decided to go all in and really just hit the gas. I decided everyone was laying back. They were waiting on what's going to happen in the world. And I wanted to go forward. I wanted to move forward. And I knew things were going to be cheaper as well because everyone else was laying off. So I turned that into my monk mode year. I didn't really do anything that year except just focus. And I started running ads for the agency. I think I was at around $5,000 a month in my agency. And I started getting some ads clients, which is also when I found High Level, because a lot of their issues were they were terrible at responding to their leads.
Yeah.
So High Level solved that issue, and our stick rate definitely increased.
Yeah.
So now I knew I wanted to start running ads.
Yeah. So to keep this conversation, very valuable for everybody that's watching, I asked Pavel, hey, what are like the three ways to live a laptop lifestyle as a SaaSpreneur? So maybe the first thing we talk about is what exactly you brought up just now, the switch from SMMA, the social media marketing agency world, to, I think you have a hybrid model of SaaS with services. So I guess SWAS, SaaS with services, or services with software, however you call it, the hybrid model. Like, what is the first, let's attack the first pillar, the switch from SMMA to the hybrid model. Help us understand that world and landscape of all the things you went through.
Yeah, definitely. So initially our turn rate was higher because if a client wanted to cancel, that's it, right? We just had our services, we had our marketing services, and we had to let them go. Once we introduced SaaS, and I wasn't properly doing this. When I first signed up for High Level, I was just using it as like a lead response tool. And then I realized that if we integrate High Level with the business owner's entire business, like I'm talking, we switch all their phone numbers on their website. We replace their contact forms on their website. We link up their Google My Business or Google Business profile. And we just link up everything. And we even link up their external marketing. So I have a client that I signed on and they're spending around $20,000 per month in advertising. And they were doing TV ads and like radio ads and billboards. And they were using one phone number on all these different platforms. So what we did was we took a High Level number and we gave them different High Level numbers to put on everything. So this client can't really leave us because, right, we are helping them track everything, nor would they want to. That conversation has never even come up. And now we're tracking everything better. And that's what made me realize that the SaaS model is amazing because a lot of these people didn't just need help with their like marketing more leads, right? They needed help with their reviews because if they have a one-star review on Google, we can get them all the leads in the world. But any rational person, they're going to Google that business owner. They're going to see that they're legit. They're going to see that they're real. And so, yeah, we helped them with Google reviews. We're doing DR campaigns immediately to get them results up front. And then we're integrating everything and we're showing them how to manage their leads inside the mobile app and everything. So my niche is contractors. And these guys are always on the go, right? They're standing on a roof. They're remodeling a bathroom or a kitchen. And they're not really tech savvy. So we get them the app and we say, hey, respond to all your leads here. All your Facebook messages are coming here. All your Instagram messages are coming here now. And it was a beautiful transition because now, instead of clients canceling, which sometimes in my industry, people just get booked out, right? I mean, they're doing an entire remodel. And sometimes what ends up happening is they just get booked out and they're not canceling because you're not doing good work in your marketing, but just because they're so busy. And so we would lose clients sometimes just because of that. They're booked out for 6 months. They can't take any more business. Yeah. And so by offering SaaS with that, we still have them on for $300 a month for however many months they need, right? 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. And then they're ready to turn ads back on. So normally in, you know, part of living this laptop lifestyle is, you know, obviously working on your laptop, but also it's to have predictability. You don't want to be in Colombia and then lose all your clients. You don't want to be in Mexico or traveling to some island and living on a beach and then all of a sudden you have nothing. So you need predictability, and that's what SaaS does. Right now, even if all of our SMMA, our or marketing agency clients, even if they all canceled, I'd still be making well into six figures because we have everyone on SaaS. You're doing the hardest part, which is getting clients interested in your business. And also with High Level, you have so many more offers, right? We do websites in a day. That's one of our programs. We could do DR campaigns. We can offer 5 booked appointments without any ad spend. That's a cool offer as well, which then you can upsell into other services. So it's completely unlocked a whole bunch of a whole bunch of business.
Yeah. And the other thing with SMMA is like the fulfillment of it is pretty laborious when you do take on the $3,000-$4,000 monthly clients where they're dependent on lead generation or a certain skill set or a talent from your team or outsource or however you want to, even if you sold sales services, appointment setting, those are skills that are dependent on a person where SaaS is, you know, it should be a utility bill. It's more of a technology package. It's more of like, you know, them housing, you know, rent inside your world, right? Like people say, don't build tech in somebody else's house, but technically that's what you're letting that business owner do in your world of SaaS. So switching from SMMA to SWAS, you really had different offers, you're integrating them. So help us understand. I know one of your popular videos on YouTube that you had mentioned to me was like doing a sales call with High Level on your screen, right? Like I know that was pretty viral. And if you don't mind, like let's unpack your sales mechanism in how you present this whole hybrid model.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Yeah. So on my YouTube, that was the initial video that got me into like all the affiliate stuff. And then I'm getting a lot of views because I do a live sales call with a prospect and I break down their whole business and I sell High Level for $300 a month. And I didn't think it was anything that special, to be honest. But my sales process is slightly different, I think, than most, because I don't use any presentations.
Yeah.
And I don't go down a demo deck. I've just found, maybe it's my niche, I don't know, but I've just found that when people see slides at this point, they've just been pitched many times. I like the Socratic method, not only because I like philosophy, but also because I like to ask questions and provide solutions, and that's it. And that's the thing I think that's really different in my process is I don't come into that call knowing I'm going to go down the slide deck and sell them this, this, and this, and that. I don't. I just jump on and I just talk to them. I first connect and then I just Google their business. I literally go on screen and I just say, cool, so what's your business name? And I'll just share my screen and I'll Google, okay, ABC chiropractor, Las Vegas. And I Google it. And then I ask them, wait, this is you, right? You have 7 reviews, right? This is your business. And then I asked them, well, how many years have you been in business? Oh, you've been in business for 15 years. Do you only have 7 happy customers? Like what's going on?
One review a year.
Right. Right. And so I asked them, you know, questions like this and they always hit me back with, oh, well, yeah, you know, we have happy customers, but we don't collect reviews and whatever excuse they make is fine. Then I just go into a new tab and I just Google chiropractor Las Vegas. And I said, well, Joe's chiropractor has 77 reviews. If you were a customer, who would you choose? Yourself or this guy? And so I just show them and I just let them tell me, oh, well, yeah, but he's newer. I don't know why he's up there and this and that. And then it kind of strikes their ego a little bit. And that's what I've learned about local business owners too. And this is probably true with all entrepreneurs, but they have a bit of an ego. If someone's newer in their area and they have more reviews than them and they're just appearing higher and they're doing better, you know, all of these guys know their competitors. And I just show them. Like a lot of times they're too busy to even Google their own company. And then I just ask good questions. I ask questions like, look, do you think if you had an automated system to get your reviews, you would just get more? Like literally you go into our app and you type in complete, right? Project complete or customer served, and then automatically sends them a review request. Do you think you would have more reviews? Yes. Okay. Do you think you might be able to get more sales, build trust, build your brand if you had more reviews? Maybe you'd appear higher on Google. And then obviously the answer is yes, right?
So your sales mechanism is like you attack it like you're a physician and you're being diagnostic in how they have built a brand online. And you take them through different parts, knowing that, okay, I got 400 features to choose from inside High Level to solve whatever problem they have. Let me kind of navigate through, figure out their GMB, their reviews, their social profiles, see if they have paid ads, see what's converting. Like you're very diagnostic, like a physician.
Exactly. Yeah. The last thing you want to do is go to a doctor's office, tell him you have a headache, and he tells you that you have a brain tumor, right? No, you want him to ask you questions. You want him to see what the real issue is and then solve for that. And this is how I'm able to sell like just a review widget or like a review, you know, funnel, a review campaign for $300 a month. And yet I see other people that are vomiting all that different high level features onto a business owner and making them feel like they're adding to their plate. Like you should be saving the business owner time, not going in and saying, okay, we're going to set up your calendar, an automated follow-up, and then also your live chat, and then this, and then workflows. And like the business owner is going to look at you and they're going to say, okay, well, I already have a website and that sounds like a lot. I don't want to sit there answering a live chat. And then they just move on, right? So yeah. That's really the way to do it. I go on and I find their one pain, and sometimes I can find one or two, and I'll say, how long does it take you to respond to your leads? Right. They'll tell me a couple hours. They've already moved on. If you have a plumber and he has a something's leaking, he needs that solved right now. Auto miss call text back. Right. So I just find the issue and then you simply solve for that. And then if they're still not seeing the value, you can simply bring on or bring up something like Amazon. When you go to Amazon and you look up hiking boots, how do you shop for that? Oh, well, the first thing you do is you click on the one that has 4,000 reviews and then you look at the other ones. So this is how people shop. And I found that if you show the business owners this kind of thing on their screen, you can also genuinely make it very valuable for them. And you can go to their website and you can pull up their competitors' websites and you can just compare the two. Who would you trust? Who would you want to call? Who would you want to move forward with? And let them tell you.
Yeah, this is interesting because, like, I think going away from the corporate sales pitch style, right? Like the slide deck, collared shirt, appointment setting, calendars, like all these things sometimes throw them off. They're like, oh, I'm going to be pitched very strong. This is the guy that's talking to me on a commission. Like all these thoughts kind of like go through their mind, and you come in almost like in a liberated way. It's like, hey, let's just talk about your business. Let's just get online and show you what online looks like. And I think that's an interesting way to kind of unpack. Help me understand your packages. So your closing pathways in, like, I know you have upsells. I know you have high ticket. Then you park them down into a lower ticket. Like, help us understand the landscape of your offers as a business.
Yeah, so there's a couple offers that we have that I lead with. One of them is like for marketing services. We lead with 45 opportunities in 90 days. That's the marketing services one. The other one that we do is 5 booked appointments in 5 days. And that's basically a DR campaign. So you just take their past list, you import it, right? You do a DR campaign and you book them appointments from that. And some people say to that, oh, well, what if they don't have a list? Well, if you already have them on the sales call, that's perfect. Sell them on marketing services, right? That's what they need. So if they don't have a list, even better. You tell them, hey, we need to build you a list. We need to get you more leads. The other one is website in a day. That one's really good because what you can do is you can go to Google and you can scrape all the different Google search results and categorize it by who doesn't have a website. And then you can reach out to the people that don't have a website and say something along the lines of, hey, are you still open? I tried to look up your website to see reviews when searching for chiropractor in Las Vegas, but I couldn't find one. This is a bit random, but I decided to build you one. Would it be cool if I send you a link to a new website in this email? Let me know if you like it. And so before you start thinking I'm building custom websites for free, I'm not. You can go into the high level library, right? They have every niche. Take one of the websites and, you know, make it fit that niche, right? So make a chiropractor website, use the content AI tool to put in all the things. You can get it done in a day. And then just simply duplicate it and put that business owner's logo at the top. And all you have to do is send them a homepage and then send them that link, right?
Now you're getting psychologically, if some guy just randomly sends me a website with my information and branding on it, when I know I don't have a website in 2023, you're going to probably like disturb my peace altogether. Like, holy crap, who is this person? I got to talk to this person. That's what I'm going to feel as a small business owner. So I think that's a pretty, pretty, pretty clever way to just get in front of them. So websites in a day.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole point of that is just like, it's a pre-built website. Now, look, I'm not saying it's the best for SEO because we're using, you know, the same content, but it's still better than having nothing. And that's the whole point. And you give this to the business owner. If they want it, cool. $150 a month or $200 or $300 a month, just keep this website in a day. Why? If that's all they want, that's fine. If they want the other SaaS services, we'll charge them $300. Hey, lead follow-up, you know, we'll put your, we'll do a review campaign and then we'll set up all the other stuff. So we charge $300 for that. And then as far as the upsells, we charge $1,500 a month for the marketing services. And then sometimes it's $2,000 if it's like a bigger market or like a bigger campaign.
Yeah.
And that's roughly how it works. But even when you're doing outreach though, you can take this model and embed it in your outreach and, you know, send, like, there's tools where you can scrape all their reviews. So you can actually reach out and like send people screenshots of their own bad reviews. Right. So, and you can have a VA do this for you. And that's what I would do as part of my outreach. Hey, is this you? I just found these bad reviews. Boom. Right. Send that. And now you can sell Google review campaigns. So really each and any one of the services, we can go in and create some kind of like sexy offer like this to get them on the phone. And then once you're on the phone, you might even realize they might need something else that you didn't even pitch. You got them in with the website in a day because it's very easy to do. And then you can sell them on SaaS or you can sell them on other stuff, other marketing services.
Yeah. So going back to the laptop lifestyle, right? What does the world of sales look like for you then? If you have all these offers that you kind of ironed out already, they're hybrid between marketing only versus, you know, combined with SaaS and marketing. And I know traditionally, like agencies, like, you know, it's a feast and famine. Like that's the world of SMMA. Like one month you have, you know, 20 customers, the next months you have like two and they were worried about fulfillment or whatever. There's never like a way to just thrust forward unless you overload your sales and hope that you fulfill. Like help us understand the stability SaaS created for you to have that lifestyle in general. Like, what does that feel like?
I mean, it feels amazing because I know I can keep traveling. And honestly, like, I think everyone should. Laptop lifestyle could be anything, right? You could be on your laptop making an extra $2,000-$3,000 a month just to pay for your mortgage and your car loans and car payments. It could also mean that you just want to make six figures and travel. Honestly, if you make $5,000-$6,000 a month, you can travel out to Colombia and live very, very well. You can travel to Mexico. Most places in the world, you can do very well and you could live a very high-end lifestyle. Or laptop lifestyle can also be you're making $200,000, $300,000 per month. I have friends here that run agencies at that level. Cool thing about running it this way, like what we're talking about, is your profit margins are extremely high. And I have agency friends that are making $100,000 a month, but their profit is around $30,000 a month, right? And my agency, I mean, if it's 70 to 80%, right? Because we're doing this hybrid model, because clients just don't leave. And when you fully integrate their whole business, they don't want to leave. Yeah. Why would they? You've centralized everything for them.
Yeah. Right? It's almost suicide for them to, yeah. It's very like detrimental for them to just cancel and just plug away into a whole new world. Right.
Of course. Yeah. And that's exactly why in the beginning, this is so important. And I can't stress this enough.